In the heart of the biblical story, we find a moving and powerful account, the story of Hannah and the birth of Samuel. Hannah, a woman afflicted by infertility and shame, fervently cries out to God in the tabernacle, promising to dedicate her son to the service of the Lord if he grants her the gift of motherhood. Prepare to be inspired by Hannah's unwavering faith, her persistence in prayer, and the miraculous fulfillment of her deepest desires. In the annals of ancient history, we find Israel in a time of transition and turbulence, known as the period of the Judges. During this time, the nation of Israel was in a state of constant fluctuation, both politically and spiritually. There was no central leader. Instead, the judges acted as temporary leaders, guiding the people in times of crisis and war. However, the lack of stable leadership and the tendency to drift into idolatrous practices left Israel vulnerable and often in conflict with neighboring nations. Amidst this chaos, everyday life continued in the hills of Ephraim, where a woman named Hannah lived. Her personal story reflects the struggles and hopes of her people. Married to Elkanah, a Levite from Ramah, Hannah faced her own internal battle, one that drove her to the depths of despair and led her to seek comfort in her faith. Infertility was a source of great distress in the ancient world, seen not only as a personal disgrace, but also as a sign of divine disapproval. For Hannah, this burden was even heavier due to the presence of Peninnah, Elkanah's other wife, who had children and never missed an opportunity to provoke Hannah for her inability to conceive. This domestic rivalry was a constant source of pain for Hannah, exacerbated each year during the pilgrimages to Shiloh, where families presented their annual sacrifices to the Lord. Shiloh, at that time, was the center all his life. Religious of Israel, where the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant were located, it was a gathering place for worship and sacrifice and served as a tangible reminder of God's presence among his people. However, even this sacred place was not free from corruption, as shown by the conduct of Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who dishonored the priesthood with their actions. In this environment, the story of Hannah stands out as a testimony of faith and perseverance. Despite discouraging circumstances and social pressure, Hannah clung to her belief in a God who listens and responds. Her story is not just a personal account of pain and redemption, but also a reflection of the condition of Israel, a people desperately in need of divine intervention. Hannah's prayer and the birth of Samuel not only marked a change in her personal life, but also signaled the beginning of a new era for Israel. Samuel's arrival into the world would be the catalyst for the end of the period of the Judges and the establishment of the monarchy, a significant change in the history of Israel. In the silence of the temple, under the dim light filtering through the curtains of the holy place, Hannah found herself alone, with her heart heavy with the pain of years of disappointment and unfulfilled dreams. Around her, the life of the temple continued. Families brought their offerings, the priests performed their duties, and the songs of praise echoed in the hallways. But for Hannah, the world had shrunk to the distance between her heart and heaven. With each tear that fell, Hannah wove her prayer, a mix of plea, promise, and faith. She was not only seeking a son, she was seeking meaning, a sign that she was not forgotten, that her life had a purpose beyond her affliction. "Lord Almighty," she whispered, "look upon your servant's affliction. Remember your servant and do not forget me. If you give me a son, I will dedicate him to the Lord for all his life, every day of her life." This sentence was not just an act of devotion, it was a pact, a vow that Hannah was ready to fulfill. In her supplication, there was no selfishness or demands. There was a total surrender to God's will, a willingness to give back to God the blessing received in the form of a life dedicated to divine service. The intensity of her prayer was such that it drew the attention of Eli, the high priest, who initially misinterpreted her fervor. But upon hearing Hannah's words, Eli realized the depth of her faith and blessed her. Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. With those words, Hannah found fresh inspiration, a spark of hope that would accompany her until her prayer was answered. Hannah's wait after her prayer was not merely a time of anxiety, it was a time of active faith and anticipation. Each passing day, each new dawn, was a reminder of God's promise and the hope she had placed in him. Then, at the moment appointed by divine providence, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, which means God has heard, because as she said, I had asked the Lord for him. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. The birth of Samuel was not only the answer to a woman's prayer, it was the beginning of a new era for Israel. In Samuel, God was raising up a leader who would guide his people with integrity and lay the foundations for the future kingdom. In her joy, Hannah did not forget the promise she had made. She prepared Samuel for his future service, knowing that every day with her son was a gift, but also a step towards the moment when she would offer him to the Lord. This act of faith and obedience is a powerful testimony of Hannah's trust in God and his plans. When the time came to fulfill her vow, Hannah took Samuel to the temple with a sacrifice of 3 bulls, 1 ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. She presented her son before Eli. For this child I prayed, she said to Eli, and the Lord granted me what I asked. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. For his entire life he will be given over to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27 to 28. The dedication of Samuel was an act of worship and gratitude. Hannah was not only returning Samuel to God, she was affirming her faith in God's power and goodness. This moment marked not only the end of her waiting, but also the beginning of Samuel's ministry, who would grow to be a respected prophet and leader in Israel. Following the dedication of Samuel, Hannah rose in a song of praise, an echo of her thankful heart that would resonate through the generations. Her song, recorded in the second chapter of 1 Samuel, is a masterpiece of Hebrew poetry and a testimony of Hannah's deep faith in God. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My power is exalted in the Lord. My mouth laughs at my enemies, for I delight in your salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Hannah proclaims the holiness and uniqueness of God, acknowledging his power and justice. Her song is both a personal celebration of victory over her affliction and a prophetic statement about God's power to lift the humble and humiliate the proud. Meanwhile, Samuel grew in the presence of the Lord. As the years passed, it became clear that Samuel was special. Eli, though grappling with the corruption of his own sons, recognized God's hand on Samuel and instructed him in the ways of the Lord. Samuel became a symbol of hope for a people desperately needing direction and spiritual renewal. His presence in the temple was a constant reminder that God had not abandoned Israel despite their failures and disobedience. Samuel's life took a decisive turn one night when God spoke to him. This revelation marked the beginning of his prophetic ministry. Samuel heard the voice of God calling him by his name, and although he did not understand at first, with Eli's help, he recognized that it was the Lord who spoke to him. Samuel, Samuel, God called, and Samuel answered, speak, for your servant is listening. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. This encounter not only confirmed Samuel's choice as a prophet, but also revealed divine judgment on Eli's house, marking the end of one era and the beginning of another. The story of Hannah and Samuel is one that transcends time and culture. It teaches us about God's sovereignty and his ability to work through the most challenging circumstances. It shows us that genuine faith often requires patience and sacrifice, but the reward is divine intervention in our lives. Samuel's influence on the history of Israel is unquestionable. He was the last of the judges, the first of the great prophets, and the anchor of the first kings of Israel. But his legacy began with the prayer of a desperate woman and God's faithfulness to answer that prayer. The story of Hannah and Samuel not only speaks to us about human fidelity, but also about the fidelity of God. Through the answer to Hannah's prayer, we see that God is a God of fulfilled promises. He listens to the pleas of his children and responds according to his perfect will and timing. Samuel's life, from his conception to his ministry, is a testimony to God's work in response to faith and prayer. Each step in Samuel's life was guided by the hand of God, showing that when God answers prayer, he does so in a complete and perfect way. Samuel grew up and established himself as a spiritual leader in Israel. His teaching and ministry reflected the wisdom and righteousness of God. Through Samuel, God began to restore the order and sanctity that had been neglected during the period of the judges. Samuel's ministry was fundamental in bringing Israel back to a correct relationship with God. He not only would fulfill his promises, her story teaches us about the importance of persistent faith and hope in God's love and mercy. The story of Anna and Samuel continues to be relevant in our time. It teaches us about the importance of fervent prayer and faith in God. It reminds us that we should be faithful to our promises and that God honors faithfulness and obedience. We can apply the lessons from the story of Anna and Samuel in our daily lives by trusting in God amidst our struggles and dedicating our lives and our gifts to God's service, just as Anna dedicated Samuel. The story of Anna and Samuel is not just a narrative from the past. It has a message for the present. It challenges us to seek God with all our heart and live in a way that honors God, just as Anna and Samuel did. The story of Anna and Samuel is an invitation to reflect on our own relationship with God. It encourages us to approach Him with sincere hearts, to pray with faith, and to live a life of service, committed to God's purposes. Anna's story is a poignant example of perseverance in faith. Despite her years of suffering and mockery, she never lost hope or stopped believing in God's goodness. Her prayer in the temple wasn't a desperate act, but a demonstration of her unwavering trust that God would fulfill His promises. He could and wanted to intervene in her situation. Anna's prayer not only changed her life, but it also had a transformative effect on those who surrounded her. Her faith and witness inspired others to seek God with the same sincerity and devotion. The story of Anna teaches us that our prayers can have a much broader reach than we imagine. Anna approached God with humility, acknowledging her own need and dependence on divine grace. She made no demands nor tried to negotiate with God. She simply presented her pain and desire before Him, allowing His will to prevail. God's answer to Anna's prayer came at the perfect time. It wasn't immediate, but it happened at the exact moment that would have the greatest impact, not only in Anna's life, but in the history of Israel. This reminds us that God's timing is always the best, even though it doesn't always align with our own schedules. Anna's willingness to surrender Samuel to the service of the Lord was an act of sacrifice and worship. She understood that what God had given her was ultimately for His glory and the fulfillment of His wider purposes. The story of Anna shows that obedience to God brings blessing. Although Anna's path wasn't easy, her faithfulness and obedience resulted in the blessing of a son who would play a crucial role in the history of her nation. Samuel, dedicated to the Lord since his birth, is an example of the impact a consecrated life can have. His influence on Israel was profound and lasting, and it began with a mother's decision to dedicate her child to God. The story of Anna and Samuel continues to inspire future generations to live lives of faith, sacrifice, and service. It encourages us to believe that, regardless of our circumstances, we can be instruments in the hands of God to achieve His purpose and plan. The story of Anna teaches us that prayer is the foundation of a solid relationship with God. Through from her example, we learn that prayer is not just a means to present our petitions, but also a form of communion with God, where we share our deepest desires and listen to His voice. Anna understood that God's sovereignty extends to all areas of our lives. She recognized that, although she couldn't fully understand God's ways, she could trust that He had a perfect plan for her and her son. This trust in God's sovereignty is a model for us today. In a world that values instant gratification, Anna's story reminds us of the value of patience and waiting. Anna waited years before her prayer was answered, but her patience was rewarded with a blessing that surpassed all her expectations. After receiving the blessing of a child, Anna did not forget to give thanks to God. Her song of praise is a beautiful example of gratitude and recognition of God's goodness. Gratitude is an essential part of our faith and a reflection of a heart that recognizes God's generosity. Anna not only prayed for a son, but also promised to give him to the Lord for his whole life. This total surrender is an act of worship and shows a faith that is willing to put God above everything else, even the deepest desires of the heart. Anna's influence on Samuel's life is a reminder of the impact that a godly mother can have on her children. Through her example of faith and obedience, Anna shaped Samuel's character and prepared him for his future role as a leader of Israel. God responded to Anna's humility and sincerity. Instead of approaching God with pride or entitlement, Anna approached with a broken heart and a humble spirit. God honors those who approach Him with humility. Anna's faith was a faith that moves mountains. Despite discouraging circumstances, she believed that God could do the impossible. Her faith was rewarded not just with the blessing, not just as a mother, but also with the privilege of being the mother of one of the great leaders of Israel. When reflecting on Hannah's prayer and the miraculous birth of Samuel, we are reminded of the power and faithfulness of God in answering His children's prayers. Hannah's story teaches us valuable lessons about the importance of persistent faith and trust in the divine plan. May it inspire us to approach God in prayer with fervor and humility, trusting in His goodness and in His ability to perform miracles in our lives. May we always remember that no desire is too big for our God, and that He is always ready to listen to our pleas and respond according to His perfect will.